Hello, and welcome to another edition of LEA's Our Voice, a podcast designed to keep our person-served parents and guardians and friends in the know. I'm your host, Mike Leon, and as always, we welcome your comments on this podcast and your input on what you'd like us to talk about in the future. Send those comments to podcasts@le-academy.org. That's podcasts@le-academy.org. On today's edition of LEA's Our Voice, we are going to discuss another LEA individual success story. It's about a young man that persevered and overcame obstacles to stick to and accomplish his goal. He's almost there. Having reached and received his associate's degree from Macomb County Community College, then his Bachelor of Arts degree from Central Michigan University, and is now pursuing his master's in political science from Central. We are proud to have with us another one of LEA Warren's finest, Mr. Jacob West. Jacob, welcome to Our Voice.
Thank you, Mike, for having me on.
Jacob, tell us about your educational journey. Where did your road to knowledge begin?
So I started at Macomb Community College in the summer of 2016, and my starting major there was speech communication. I took 4 years of the course, but for my associates, it took me 2.5 years to get my speech communication degree at Macomb. And then I transferred over to Central Michigan in the fall of 2018, and I majored in journalism. And as you mentioned, I recently graduated this past year, and I'm pursuing a master's degree in political science. I'm kind of holding off on that for right now because of the pandemic, but focusing on some other things right now, but that's kind of where my education has taken me right now.
Will some of your pursuits of master's will be online, or will you be attending some in-person classes when it's safe?
Probably online.
Okay. In high school, of course, you're a Sterling Heights Stevenson Titan.
Correct.
Okay. Now, attending Macomb for 2.5 years for your associates in speech communications, pursuing your Bachelor of Arts in Journalism, tell us about that achievement.
The reason why I wanted to get into journalism was, for me, growing up, I would always take home the sports section of the newspaper. My grandpa would let me take it home, and I would read the sports section. I like to read all, you know, some of the stories about the athletes and or the events that were taking place during the day or during the week.
Who's your favorite athlete?
Carly Lloyd of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team.
Wow, why is that?
I like her personal story, both as an athlete, both on and off the field. And she does a lot for her team, and I just like reading about her story and what she had to deal with and overcome, but also persevere from.
Who has inspired you on your road to success?
Some of my counselors and some of my family, some people here at the Life Enrichment Academy, just to name a few, Darren, Derek, Ms. Karen Duffy was somebody who I was very close with and helped me a lot through my college time, especially the last couple of years of my college. And she was a big inspiration for me, and there were some other people I could throw out there, but those are just a few.
How about mom?
Yes. My mom is also a Central Michigan grad. She was also a part of inspiration for me, too.
Great. So you're a legacy there. When we spoke yesterday, you mentioned things you like to do in life, and I'm assuming other than study. You gave the Life Enrichment Academy credit for some of the more social and fun things. Tell us about that.
So some of the fun things I've had a chance to do here at the LEA that I've liked to enjoy doing is socializing with peers, like the consumers and the staff. And some of the activities that I've had a chance to enjoy here have been going to summer barbecue, going to the nature center, going to see a movie, things like that, and going to the library at times. So those are just some of the things that I've had a chance to enjoy and things that I like to do here.
And you've made many friends here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're currently employed at the Dollar Tree as a cashier. How's that going for you?
Good.
Okay. What are some of the things you do? You mentioned that sometimes it gets a little stressful.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about that.
Sometimes the customers can be impatient because, you know, we're always trying to do our jobs as we all are, and sometimes it gets a bit overwhelming with certain tasks and some things that, you know, we sometimes make errors, and, you know, we had to, you know, clear some of the errors up, and sometimes it can be difficult with some of the tasks that get assigned, but been very good at asking questions when granted, if I have any questions or don't understand something.
That's the best way to educate yourself. And as always in life, you know, you're not going to have a job that you may like at times, but this will push you even more, obviously, into what you're really getting educated for, I would think. Back to the road of education, pursuing a master's degree in political science from Central Michigan. How is that working out for you? Why did you choose political science? Is that fitting into your other curriculum with speech and communications?
Yeah, just to focus on certain events, both here in our country and worldwide. Part of, you know, something that I wanted to get into, especially with, you know, getting to new, you know, into, you know, newscasting or sportscasting, covering certain events that are taking place.
If you have gift idea problems that need solving, go to 20 and Below Boutique. 20 and Below is a boutique and an employment opportunity for our individuals at the LEA Monroe program. Unique items, also available for shipping, are available for your purchase, which include seasonal items. 20 and Below is located at 106 East 1st Street, Monroe, Michigan, 48161. Their phone number, 734-349-8150. To ship an order, just access www.20andbelow.store/. That's www.20andbelow.store/. In this world now, politics is playing an important part in our everyday lives, whether we like it or not. And how do you find that? Do you follow daily politics and what's going on, especially with COVID?
Somewhat.
you don't get too involved with it, or what?
No.
Why is that?
You know, because, you know, the argument, counter argument, you know, that people have, you know, like, some people like this, some people don't.
Yeah. See, but that's something you're going to overcome as you become a journalist or a newscaster. You're going to have to make those interviews, so. But, you know, with sportscasting being first on your list, maybe someday in the future we'll do a sportscast with a local sports figure, and I'm going to let you run that podcast with us and do the interview. Would you like that?
Yes.
One more question regarding Central Michigan University and your professors and instructors. Have you kept in touch with any of them? Can you tell us something about them?
Yeah, I've stayed in touch with them, and they've given me some good advice and things I can, you know, look back on and take some notes on, and so I've had a chance to, you know, sit down with my teachers, you know, I had a chance to do that briefly, whether it's over Zoom or in person. And kind of get their take and, you know, some advice that I could get. And you know, just some things that, you know, I could use as advice for the future. And
now, you had mentioned about a podcast that you did with Kansas City Chiefs Patrick Mahomes. That was interesting. Fill us in about that interview.
Well, it wasn't really a podcast. I did an interview with him last spring. He was joining me on to kind of promote some charitable work he was doing during the pandemic, during the start of the pandemic. And he was kind of telling me about some of the things, you know, he's been doing during the off season, you know, early in the off season after they had won the Super Bowl. And he also talked a little bit about, you know, his time, of course, growing up, being around his dad, who was a former Major League Baseball pitcher, who spent over a decade in the major leagues, and kind of took some information and learned a lot about him.
How good is that to get an interview with that young man? Now, you had mentioned that he talked about football and talking to his dad about going into football as opposed to baseball. How did that pan out?
His dad was a bit concerned that he was going to make the transition, and because how dangerous football can be than compared to baseball. But it can be challenging, of course, you know, with either sport, because football, you know, although it's not like a stretch long season as in baseball, but you know, the amount of preparation you have to put in, you know, time after time in football. Baseball, you're grinding through spring training and then grinding through a 162 game season, and sometimes your body can hurt, and that can happen in pretty much any sport. But the dangers of, you know, of injuries that the dangers you may have getting hurt, especially in football, is much harder to, sometimes more hard to recover in football than it is in baseball.
Well, I'll tell you what, I consider you a lucky young man. Not too many people get to interview Patrick Mahomes. I wonder if we can get him in here for a podcast. Anyway, thank you for bringing us up to speed on that.
You're welcome, Mike.
I'm going to read now a letter that Jacob wrote back in 2018. It's a letter to his future self regarding what his future holds. And this is a message he would like to give to his friends and peers right here at LEA Warren, because of the fact that to try to inspire them to achieve their goals and not to quit. Do you mind if I read that?
Yes.
It says, "Dear Jacob, for someone like you who has had to overcome personal adversity and struggles in your own personal life, you have done an outstanding job learning from and overcoming those things, and what makes people happy and feel appreciative and understanding in what you have gone through and have since then been able to achieve. Don't let people doubt you based on your size, disabilities, and weaknesses. It does, however, make you want to try harder and work harder. Be inspired. Continue to keep your head up and continue to be a great example and positive influence toward your friends, family, colleagues, and peers. Lead the way and be a good role model. Never forget what brought you here, and thank our Lord Jesus Christ for allowing me to have success and be able to do the things I want to do. Remember, size, disabilities, weaknesses are not obstacles of mine. And this is how I've been able to have success and to be able to do what's right for me in leading me to a greater future. Warmly, Jacob West." I can see where that fits in to what you would like to say to peers here. Do you have a message to peers? Your friends here that are going to view this podcast, a final message?
Definitely. Really, one of the bigger messages is for everybody is to, as I mentioned in that letter, just, you know, continue to be yourself and don't let the doubters challenge, you know, be your enemy. And and, you know, to continue to stay positive. And one piece of advice that I was given growing up was that is to don't show your negative character, show your positive character. And what it means is negative character is being someone who says things about somebody or something or about yourself in a mean way, that's showing a negative that's a negative characteristic about a negative character or someone who doesn't care about themselves or some person. A positive character is someone who shows a lot more care about themselves and other people and says a lot more positive things, like, you know, giving compliments and everything. And that's something that, you know, a piece of advice that I was given growing up is to always, you know, be positive and don't say negative things about yourself or another person that would hurt them or hurt you.
That is excellent advice. As you see, we have the room here with some Central Michigan banners on the wall. You see I have my Central Michigan hat on, fire up chips. Any message for the Central Michigan University people? Our own Taraj here, our engineer, is a Central Michigan grad as well, so I know he's fired up.
Fire up chips.
That's all you got to say?
That's all you need to say.
That's all you need to say. Thank you, Taraj. Jacob, I can't thank you enough for spending some time here with us and sharing your story of success on today's version of LEA's Our Voice.
Thank you, Mike.
And like I said, I'm going to hold you to broadcasting in the future. We'll let you know when that is so you can prepare some background questions.
Okay.
Thanks again. I'm your host, Mike Leon. Until next time, everybody take care out there.